Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Mind Shift crew, Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren, in the house. Yes. And our sister that we have missed, she has been missing in action. And we are so excited to have her back with us tonight, the wonderful and lovely Dr. Ayle Kedar.
Hey!
Oh, hola, mamacita. You know, this is going to be talking about my Spanish, but I have to say hola. But yes, it is Mind Shift Monday. As I said, you know, we are so excited to be here, always excited for Mind Shift Monday, because this is just the place to be. It's the perfect way to get your week started with a positive and healthy mind shift. For those of you that are new to the show, want to say welcome. Thank you for joining us. For those of you that are online at mindshifttalkradio.com, definitely encourage you to join us in the chat room, which will be opening up for you shortly. You know, when we have these conversations, it is for you. So we love to hear your thoughts and your comments and your questions and everything like that. We want to make sure that we're having full communication with our listeners. Also, if you feel like you have to ask a question on air, if there's something you'd like to ask of our guest tonight, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. This is going to be another phenomenal mind shifting Monday. And so we definitely encourage you to make sure that you're plugged in. If you're online as well, make sure that you hit the follow link so that you can be connected to us every single week. And if you're on Facebook, we encourage you to like our page at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. But again, welcome to the show, and I am Stacey Emery. So before we get started with this week's show, I already said hey, hey, hey to my girl, and, you know, we always do a recap from the previous week. For those of you that are not familiar with the format here, basically, MindShift was created for people just like you and I. You know, MindShift is a show for individuals that are looking to grow in every area of their lives, whether you're looking to grow financially, spiritually, physically, you know, your mental and personal development. We cover it all here. We talk about your business growth and everything like that. And so we encourage you, when you listen to this show, to make sure you come with an open mind and an open perspective. The reason for that is you may not necessarily agree with everything that is shared on this show, but we just ask you to stick with us, hang in there for the hour. We guarantee you'll have a positive mind shift by the end of this show. So we want to go ahead and give you a recap from last week. And last week we had another awesome show. You know, Sister Big Bones, we really have just been blessed, I think, you know, with some amazing guests, like just fire-up guests, people that are, like, really talking about timely discussions and just bringing us bits and nuggets that we can implement immediately to see positive success and changes in our life. And so last week, we had the clutterologist on, right?
Yes, yes.
What did you think about that, Jeff?
I no longer have toes left because she stepped all over them. Thanks. and I took pictures of my garage and my closet.
Your garage?
Yep.
Is it called a garage? Okay.
I mean, it's a garage, but I say garage. Tomato, tomato, whatever. okay. But and you did see my pictures of my garage and closet. I may or may not post them on site because nobody else posted their pictures, so maybe I'll be a pioneer in this effort. But, yeah, she was just outstanding, had lots of inquiries as how to contact her and get in touch with her. But it really helped talking about just our physical space of spring cleaning, and then you just talking about spring cleaning from just the personal aspect of it. So lots of great nuggets that you shared as well. Oh, and we talked about financial spring cleaning as well. So it was a really good show and one that will always be worth the replay. And unlike spring, it's not seasonal. So you can listen to it at any time because it will always be appropriate.
Definitely. Definitely I encourage you guys to go out and check out the replays. Just go to mindshifttalkradio.com and you can just see the whole list of shows we've done probably for the last year and a half or so. But I would say last week's show was really funny as well. Like you said, it was eye-opening. Sister Big Bone talked about her toes being stepped all over. I think that was for everyone that was in the chat room. It was hilarious in the chat room last week. Everyone was making private confessions, I guess, about the mess and the clutter that we have going on at home. And I promise she described my living room table to a T in terms of all the paperwork that's all over the place. I was like, oh, my God, this is how much she's been in my house. But it was really cool because, like I said, she gave really simple, practical steps that we can implement immediately. And if you go to her website, and we keep saying her. We haven't even said her name. Her is Lori Ann Daisy Stepp. Okay. But if you go to Lori Ann's website, it's www.theclutterologist.com. And it's spelled just like it sounds, clutter and then ologist. Right behind it, and she has these cool before and after pictures so you can see some of the work that she's done. And she has, like, I mean, clients from every end of the spectrum, you know, normal folks like you and I to the Hollywood celebrities. And so she shares tons of great information there, and she's also based out of Atlanta. So if you're looking for someone to help you declutter your living space, I would say definitely go make sure you check out her website. And we had one more piece because we did want to sum that up, and I know we ran out of time. We even extended the show last week because there was so much that we were sharing. But Sister Big Bone still had her mind shift moment and her mind shift minute that she normally shares at the end of the show. And so we thought it would be cool to still go ahead and do that for our recap now. We still want to give the mind shift minute, and it's a great segue into this week's show, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that shortly. So I'm going to go ahead and get us started with the Mind Shift Minute.
All right.
This is your Mind Shift Minute with Sister Big Bone.
Can a brother walk you home?
Can I walk right beside you?
Looks like a bed
It's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and the boys and the people above, this is the time to fall in love. Not sure if anybody remembers Biz Markie doing that, but fall in love you must with my newly claimed mantra of a place for everything and everything in its place. If time is money, organizing your life and the things important to it and you will yield you the greatest result and return on your investment. When contemplating last week's topic of spring cleaning, the first thing that came to mind was dust. And no matter what I clean nor how frequently I do so, there is always dust. So I looked up the little nuisance, and did you know that dust is both a noun and verb, meaning that it's an action word, something that requires you and me to do something. If it's your family and household in need of some cleaning and organizing, then teach your family a little ditty I learned from a purple dinosaur. Clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up, everybody do your share. It's a very helpful ditty. Involve and enlist all those under your roof and make it a family affair. If it's your finance that are in disarray or close to it, instead of wondering where your money went, it's time to tell it where to go. And if you are in need of some personal attention to a room, garage, office, basement, closet, yourself, or the whole house, then solicit the services of a professional organizer or a friend with the gift for and love of such. If cleanliness is next to godliness, then I'm probably going to hell. But if getting organized gives me a fair chance, then I stand to do well. Think you can't afford not to get organized? I'm here to tell you, you can't afford not to. I'm Sister Big Bones, and that was your Mind Shift Minute and recap of last week's show. Stacey.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for the recap. So, again, make sure you check us out, MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Check out last week's show. It was spring cleaning here on MindShift Talk Radio with our special guest, Lorianne Davy Stepp, the clutterologist. But it is time to keep it moving, so we are going to get started with this week's topic, and I'm really excited about this topic. One, because we have Dr. Isle back with us, and two, because we have another phenomenal guest that will be joining us shortly, and she is not new to Mindset Talk Radio, but I promise every time she's here, she kind of reminds me of how, you know, like I get excited every time Chris comes to the show because I know he's going to bring it every time. Every time Chris Wall comes, he just, like, brings it. Well, Medina Nance, certified herbalist Medina Nance, is the same way. I promise, like, every time she shows up to Mindshift Talk Radio, she just blows our minds with some incredible information. You know, and again, small, simple, practical steps that we can implement immediately. So tonight is just going to be fire because she's going to be joining Dr. Ayo Kadar. So you just have, like, the double whammy, the 1-2 punch in terms of health and nutrition. And then we have a little spin on it tonight because, as you guys saw the title, and I thought it was cool, yes, it's my own little sense of creativity, Bacon and Babies. And I just figured what better way to title the show, Bacon and Babies, because we're talking about nutrition and we're talking about little bambinos. So this is going to be a fun show, and I know there's tons of women that normally tune in every week. I see a ton of you are already in the calling queue. But I'm really hoping that we have quite a few men that will listen to this show because, of course, nutrition applies to both men and women. And I think it's important for men to understand the whole fertility piece and the pregnancy piece and so forth with their women over 35, just so they can be a little bit more empathetic and understanding and knowledgeable, right? So this applies to everyone. So Dr. Ayo Kadar, lady, you're over there quiet. I know you're over there just, like, excited. I hope you're excited to come share all this information with us.
I am. It's so good to be back on tonight.
We miss you.
I miss you guys. Hopefully my little space heater here that's warming up my toes isn't interfering with the background. You guys let me know if it is. I was like, I wonder if I hear it when it cuts on and off. Just heating up my little toes. That's it.
So, yes. Well, you know, you haven't been here in some time. And we have your little, like, your cool little drop, your music that we haven't had a chance to listen to, a little Mary J's Live because you haven't been here.
Hit it.
Okay, we can play it? Okay, cool.
We're going in. Let's go.
I'm Kyle Lewis on the meter deck. It's Grand Poober, baby, and I'm getting crazy cash. What's the 411?
This
let
is
me
411 with Dr. Kadar, your prescription for good health.
What's the 411, honey?
What's the 411, honey?
I got it going on.
Hey, yo, I got it going on.
Hey, yo, what's the 411, honey?
What?
I mean, if you can't get comfortable to that, something is wrong with you, okay?
Right.
You ever hear bopping? So, yes, I'm so glad to be able to speak tonight and join MindShift, all of our wonderful listeners, to talk about nutrition and some principles of healthy living. And as Stacey said, certified herbalist Medina Nance will be joining us to talk about pregnancy and fertility in women. So I'm just going to jump right in here, Stacey, if you are ready for me to get started.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Wonderful. So, guys, you all know that just as that what's the 411, you all already know. If you are not familiar with me, I'm a doctor of pharmacy, and I bring it to you guys straight, no chaser. Okay? Everybody knows that about me. And if you don't know, now you know that I give it to you 100%. Some of the stuff you may not like, but the truth hurts, and you got to deal with it. So let's just be real here. The fact is that we have to eat to live, right? The body needs energy, and it's our ultimate source of energy is food, and eating provides our body with energy. Beyond that, eating is very pleasurable. I mean, we don't want to deny the pleasure of eating, okay? It's one of my favorite things to do. And there's a myth out there that if you're eating healthy, that you'll have to give up everything, okay? And that's not true. That is completely false. It's just a myth. You can eat healthy and still enjoy good taste, and it can still be pleasurable for you. So some of the things when we think of our health and we talk about what determines good health, a couple of factors. Number one, of course, is the food that you eat. Number two is your genetics, okay? Number three, your sleeping habits. Your sleeping habits does play a role in how healthy you are and how good you feel. Another element of a determinant of health is how you handle stress, okay? If you're a high-stress person and that increases the cortisol in your body, it can increase, it can cause you to retain more weight. It can increase inflammation in your body. So how you handle stress definitely is a factor in how your health is, whether you're having good health or bad health. A fifth element is physical activity, okay? We can't run away from it, guys. You got to exercise. You got to be physical. We have to move, okay? Number six is your mental health, okay? This is a factor. If your mind is messed up, then you're not going to be healthy. There's no way you can have unhealthy mind with a healthy body. The two don't work. They don't coincide. If you have some mental health issues, it's going to manifest someplace in your physical world as well, whether you're having back pains or headaches and migraines, or it's going to be something that's going to manifest if your mental health is not right. The seventh thing that we might not think about is air quality, okay? If your air quality is not very good and you're, you know, like I was to say probably like the air out in L.A., all my Cali heads out there with all that fog and smog,
Hey.
I knew you was coming in on there, Stacey. That air quality can affect your health. So those are a couple of things to take into account when you're thinking about healthy living, the things that can determine how you feel and how healthy you are. Food is actually the only thing that you have total control over. Okay, you don't have much control over your genetics. You can work on your sleeping habits some. Your stress, you can definitely have some control over. Physical activity, you can definitely have some control over. Air quality, not so much. Your mind, definitely. This is Mind Shift Talk Radio, so of course you know you got to have some control over that. But the one thing that you have total control over is what you put in your mouth. Okay? As long as no one's food raping you. I just made that up, guys. I don't even know if that's possible. But no one's food raping you, stuffing food down your throat, that's one thing that you have control over. So we have to take control of that and harness that and realize that whatever we're putting into our body is what we're getting out. So let's talk a little bit about the nutrients that we need in large amounts to supply the body with energy. And these are called macronutrients. I'm not going to get too scientific with you guys, but they're carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. These are the main nutrients that you really need in large amounts that's going to supply the body with energy. The first one is carbohydrates, and this is the chief source of energy for all of your body functions. And carbohydrates consist of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Plants, they get energy directly from the sun, and then they convert that energy into molecules that they need. And humans, we eat animals. Well, most of us, we eat animals that eat the plants, and we get our nutrients from animals. So when it comes to carbohydrates, I had a newly diagnosed diabetic in today, and I was telling her that all hope was not lost because she was on a relatively low dose of metformin, and I was going over some of the side effects for her. And one of the things that I had to stress to her is carbohydrate control, that she was scheduled for an appointment with a nutritionist coming up in a week or so, and I wanted to let her know to encourage her to have an idea of foods that she really liked, and when she talked to that nutritionist, say, hey, you know, these are the things that I really like, and help me find some healthy options for it, because she loves carbs. Okay, and you can have, there are good carbs and there are bad carbs. One of the things to help you really understand good carbs is something called the glycemic index, okay? And it's kind of a buzzword, and if you're not familiar with it, Google it, okay, the glycemic index. But this rates how rates carbohydrate foods, and it rates how fast it turns into sugar and raises the sugar level in the blood. Okay, so let's think about that. When you eat some carbs, it shoots your blood sugar up, okay? And that's glucose. Blood sugar is glucose. And then the insulin comes out, the insulin's made in your pancreas. It comes out and it takes that glucose level back down. Well, people with diabetes, their pancreas is not functioning as well, and so they're not producing that insulin response to bring that sugar level back down. So they have to keep in mind to eat foods that have a low glycemic index, because these foods will give you, instead of a sporadic spike, like say you eat a candy bar, you get that burst of sugar, and that's that burst of glucose, right? And then it drops down really quick. Well, let's say you get a food like a banana. A banana has a lot of sugar in it, and it has a lot of carbs in it. But the difference with that sugar is it's released in your body over time. You don't get that massive spike. It releases it slowly. So when you're dealing with the glycemic index, glycemic means sugar in the blood. And the glycemic index, it ranks carbohydrate foods on the basis of how they affect blood sugar, which is glucose. So this is really important for a lot of people, most people, because we're eating a lot of foods that rank high on the glycemic index, and they'll give us those really big spikes in our blood sugar. One of those for me is sweet tea. I love sweet tea, okay? And I am so glad I'm so glad I was not raised on sweet tea, because I would probably be just as round as I want to be, okay? Because my family, we were raised on juice and water. So I'm so glad I didn't discover sweet tea till I was older, because I would be in a bad way. Because I am like, sweet tea is like my nemesis. So, but that's one of those things that it's a beverage, but it's going to give you that really big spike in your sugar. But with the glycemic index, and like I said, guys, Google it so you can see some of the foods that are on there, okay? And they'll produce those spikes in your blood sugar that can, over time, it'll lead to a loss of sensitivity to insulin, okay? Where naturally, when you start having insulin resistance, it's associated with obesity, high blood pressure, increase in blood fats, and definitely increased risk of type 2 diabetes, okay? Now, with that glycemic index, there's also the glycemic load. And the reason I want you guys to understand this is because this is becoming more important in the medical community than, you know, carb counting and calorie counting and all that type of stuff, okay? So it's something that if you really are wanting to know more about health and take control of your health and find what foods you should be eating, you really need to investigate more on the glycemic index and the glycemic load, okay? So I'm going to jump out of that and jump into fats. This is the second thing I want to talk about, fats. Now, good fats are monounsaturated fats, like extra virgin olive oil, which really should be your main source of cooking oil, okay? So sorry for all my fryers, because olive oil does not fry well. But if you don't like the taste of olive oil, you can try organic canola oil, okay? But definitely stay away from excessive consumption of fat, because over time, it promotes inflammation and cancer. And I don't know about you guys, but I know I'm seeing a lot more cancer. I know at least 5 people right now who are just in their probably mid-50s who are dealing with cancer. Okay. And I mean, it's hidden every color. This is not a color thing. It does not care about your race. All it cares about is what you have been putting into your body for years and years and years. Okay. So guys, the stuff that I'm telling you here is not, I'm not making this up. Okay. I didn't just pull this out of the air. this is stuff that I've researched and that I've learned, and I'm encouraging you all to listen tonight, and not just listen to, but to take heed and choose to make some changes in your life. Because even though you're not feeling it right now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, you're going to be paying for the foods that you eat right now. And I know some loved ones that have just been diagnosed with diabetes, and they're like, oh, well, you know, some males in their early 50s, and they're like, well, I'll be, you know, I'll die by 70 or whatever. And I hate to tell you guys, that may be true, but the next 10 years may suck, and you're still going to be alive, okay? Because I see them every single day. So it's about your quality of life. We are staying alive longer, and our quality of life sucks. So it's just as simple as controlling the things that you're putting into your mouth. So stay away from excessive consumption of the polyunsaturated vegetable oils, like safflower, sunflower, corn oil, saturated fats, which are fats that are solid at room temperature. Some good fats, okay, that you can definitely put good sources of fat in your diet, and that would be omega-3 fatty acids. Eating enough every day is good for optimal health. There are not that many dietary sources of omega-3 fatty acids, but just to name a few, oily fish from cold northern waters, like sardines. And I did a minute that you guys will be hearing, y'all be hearing soon about sardines. The salmon, which the salmon, you guys have to read the label on a salmon, because you think you're eating healthy salmon, and it'll be farm-raised salmon, which is pretty much garbage, okay? If it's raised in a farm, it's not, it doesn't have the omega-3, it's not rich in omega-3. They can't even make it because it's full of antibiotics. So that's pretty much garbage, okay? So make sure you read the label, and if you're in a restaurant, ask them, you know, where's the salmon from? And they should be able to tell you. Your waitress should be able to go back and ask the chef, where's the salmon from? So you want salmon that is fresh sea from the cold northern waters, okay? No farm-raised salmon. Other dietary sources of omega-3 fatty acids are walnuts, hemp seeds, which you got to get some good hemp seeds. I got some hemp seeds, and I've gone through a couple different brands trying to find good hemp seeds. And guys,
you said hemp?
Yes, hemp seeds. Hemp, and not marijuana.
Yes. H-E-M-P, like marijuana.
Right, but it's not. It has no THC in it. Okay,
oh,
you cannot get
that?
High from it.
No one wants that, right?
But hemp seeds, you guys will see it. It's one of the greatest. Okay, I'm not going to get into hemp seeds, but in hemp, but how lovely hemp is. But hemp is actually a really, really good. it is a good dietary source of omega-3 fatty acids. Also, seaweed and omega-3 fortified eggs. That's another thing that you can get some good fats from. Protein. All right. Now, that's another thing I want to talk about. And protein, we actually need a lot less than people imagine. Most of us are actually eating way too much protein. And protein really puts a strain on your kidneys and your liver. And over time, this can increase your risk of having autoimmune disorders like eczema, lupus, arthritis, you know, anything that increases inflammation. So we have a way too much protein. And I know it's so easy because the dollar menu at every fast food restaurant provides you with oodles of choices of protein. So we really have to kind of keep the protein in check. And I like to challenge, and I started this in my house because, guys, let's be realistic, okay? I'm married to a good Southern boy, okay? And so for me to take away meat all in one day, okay, when I tried to pull the deli meat out of the house, he was like, what do you mean? There's a house is not home without deli meat, okay?
Bologna, baby.
So please believe me, I understand the challenges. So baby steps, okay? Just start with one meal a day, not having any meat in it. Okay, then gradually move up to two meals a day, no meat. Okay, baby steps. You have to work. You gotta work with what you got. So don't try to take everything away. Okay, it's ridiculous to think that. But over time, and do baby steps, and start to introduce some stuff in a healthy way. So now, you know, if we go a couple of days without deli meat, he's okay. It's not like, oh my gosh, you know, the world is about to come to an end. And if we don't have sausage and bacon for breakfast, it's okay. Okay. So, but that's something you have to do over time. But we can all do well to decrease our intake of animal proteins and increase our consumption of vegetable proteins, like beans of any kind. That's a good source of vegetable protein, and soy foods as well. Now, really quickly, because I know I'm coming closer on my time here, and I have a couple more things that I want to go over with you guys. Vitamins and minerals, really your main source should be fruits and vegetables, okay? And I know this, I'm kind of a bubble buster sometimes with this because I have people who want me to tell them, like all the time I get, what, you know, fat burner do you recommend? And as a pharmacist, I'm not going to recommend any of them to you. I'm going to recommend diet and exercise. And people try to pigeonhole me. You will not believe how much time I spend where people are trying to get me to tell them which supplement is okay. And I will not. So, but for vitamins and minerals, really your main source should be fruits and veggies. Fiber is another essential component. This is another thing. All the time I get so many people who are having problems with their bowels, irritable bowel syndrome, or they're constipated. I get them all the time, from 3-year-olds to 80-year-olds, okay? Guys, and the fact of the matter is you need to increase the fiber in your diet. Yes, you can go get Metamucil. You can do that. But honestly, over time, those things, your colon, your intestines become dependent on that. And if you don't, if you miss a day of, you know, Metamucil or whatever it is you're taking, then it can mess your whole bowels up because it becomes dependent on it. So I really prefer that you get the fiber, and your goal is 40 grams a day, from your fruits and veggies. And I know when you're first starting to introduce high fiber into your diet, guys, you're going to be gassy. And I know this sounds weird because you're like, how am I going to be gassy from increase in fiber? But it's because your stomach, your intestines are just getting used to having that amount of fiber in there. And you have to make sure you're getting enough liquids. You have to make sure you're getting enough water. Because you can imagine putting any powder into a cup. Because I'm a visual person. So just imagine you have a cup and you put some powder in it. And you put just a little bit of water. What happens to that powder? Nothing. It sticks and it doesn't move. And that's exactly how fiber is in your gut if you're not putting enough fluids in there. So you have to make sure as you're increasing your fiber to your goal of 40 grams a day that you are increasing your fluids as well and you're incorporating a lot of water into your diet. As far as fruits and veggies go, guys, you know you've heard the saying that you need to eat a wide color of fruits and veggies. Because the nutrients, phytonutrients, they come from the color, the pigment that gives fruits and veggies its color. So you should be trying to eat as many colors of the rainbow into your diet daily, all right? Now, the worst diet is high glycemic index foods that are full of polyunsaturated and saturated fats, lots of animal proteins, and no fruits and veggies. And this is probably the standard American diet. This, over time, leads to cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes. I can't stress this enough, guys, because this is the reason that we're sick, is the food that we're putting into our body. Back in the day, in the 40s and 50s, most foods were made from scratch. You ask anybody, any old person, like really old, no disrespect to the old folks, but elderly, excuse me, if you ask them, they will look at boxed foods and be like, that's not food. Because it really and truly, it's not food. We didn't have as many restaurants. We didn't have as many boxed foods. And we were really healthier. So you kind of have to go back to some of those old times and those old things where, you know, as you're reading the label, okay, which I hope everyone is reading the label, if you're reading the label and it starts to sound like a science project, then that's something to stay away from. If you're like, I have no idea, I can't even pronounce this word because it's got like every letter of the alphabet in it, then that's something to stay away from, okay? And long-term safety, things that you really should be staying away from is high fructose corn syrup. And, guys, you got to read the label because it's in everything. High fructose corn syrup, it's in your bread. It's in your drinks. It's in your gum. I mean, it's in everything. So you have to read the label. another thing to stay away from because the long-term effects of it are just not known. And we are pretty much the generation and the generation that that is discovering what this stuff over long-term is going to lead to, okay? The 50-something-year-olds, 40-something-year-olds, that's a generation that is going to see the effects of high fructose corn syrup, the effects of partially hydrogenated oil, the effects of artificial sweeteners and artificial colors. You guys are the ones that are going to be the first round of seeing exactly what this stuff does in your body long-term. Because guess what, guys? The FDA is not trying to release everything, okay? Please believe. They are not on your side. So you have to be vigilant as far as being a consumer and knowing what you're putting in your body. Something I get asked all the time is multivitamins. I know I got lots of things here, but we're just going over nutrition and healthy living on MindShiftTalkRadio.com tonight, as we do every Monday night. Always tune in for a great topic of something that's going to, you know, give you something that you need to be shifting on. So, guys, a good multivitamin is something, a little bit of vitamin C in there, okay? Some vitamin E, some vitamin D, definitely. A good B complex is always good, okay? These are things that we're just really not getting enough of because realistically we're not eating how we should be eating, okay? So it's good to have a multivitamin on there. Some of the foods and spices that you can add that has anti-inflammatory action is ginger, okay? Turmeric, which Dr. Oz, that's a spice that you can add to your food. You can take the pill of it as well. I know it's one of Dr. Oz's buzzwords, turmeric. Red wine, great antioxidant. So, hey, one time for having a cup of wine there, glass of wine. Other anti-inflammatory foods are teas, okay? Especially green tea and white tea. Okay, if you don't need the caffeine from the green tea, then do the white tea. Also, dark chocolate, of course, in moderation. a couple other foods here, garlic. Garlic has been shown to decrease cholesterol and blood pressure, and it has antibiotic properties. But these properties are only present in fresh garlic that's chopped or crushed. So for you to really get the effects of it, you have to cook it. The less you cook it, the better. The less you do to it, the better. Because the longer you cook garlic, the more it decreases all those medicinal effects that I just talked about, okay? So it's something that you add at the very end of your food. You know, sometimes at first I love to put some onion and garlic and saute it first. Wrong. All you're getting there is flavor. You're not getting any medicinal properties. So natural sweeteners, I know, sucks. Natural sweeteners, you got to use those in moderation. Another good healthy food is mushrooms. Mushrooms have anti-cancer properties. It's also can help decrease the body's risk of infection. Oyster mushrooms, they contain a natural statin, which statins are drugs used to decrease cholesterol, but these mushrooms, actually oyster mushrooms, contain a natural statin. Common ones that we eat, the button mushrooms and the portobello mushrooms, they're really not the best mushrooms to eat, but hey, if that's what you can get, that's fine. Just make sure you cook it well and don't eat it raw. Okay, so you know what? The fact is obesity is a crime on the body, and there are two things that humans want to do all the time. Number one, have sex, and number two, eat. So it's overly simplistic to think that we could just shut this sensation down, okay? It's a part of life. Eating is part of life. So try to find ways to keep it healthy and, you know, still keep it fun. So that's for my half. That's all I got.
Alrighty. Well, you know what? You had us a little offended with all this colon talk and bowels and all that. You had us a little nervous. But then look how you wrapped it up so smooth with sex and food. Like, who's going to object to that? You know, everyone likes
look, so I'm having
you know
sex.
I mean?
I'm getting high. I'm drinking wine and I'm eating
right.
food. And chocolate. This is
dark
great.
Chocolate.
Great.
She's just sitting home for a romantic evening.
Woo-hoo!
Got
and
got
fiber,
okay.
Fat flatulence, yes.
Yeah, right? That was a romantic evening, except the flatulence part. You keep that part. Oh, gosh. Well, that was cool. Thank you, Dr. Isle. And we have tons of questions, but, you know, we're going to save our questions for the end because because we have our guests waiting, and we're dying to hear what our guests have to say tonight. But I will ask one question, or I will take one thing. Chris Gloss is in the chat room, and he's been going nuts about Kashi. He hasn't said specifically what the question is about Kashi. He's like, ask the Kashi question, and we don't know what the Kashi question is. Do you know anything about Kashi in the news lately?
Yeah, okay, so that just popped up. I just actually posted that on my news feed where if anyone's familiar with the brand Kashi, that they have cereals and snack bars and stuff like that, and it's supposed to be like a super healthy brand. Well, just found out that 100% of the soy that's used in Kashi products is genetically modified.
Aww.
So they're GMOs, and we know genetically modified foods. And I know Medina's, I know she's going to go in on this. but genetically modified foods, guys, they're playing with our foods, and it's just garbage. So, yeah, sorry, guys, Kashi. So they were found to have the pesticides that are known carcinogens and hormone disruptors, which leads into our pregnancy.
Okay, well, as we said, it is time to keep it moving, and we keep talking about Medina, so clearly we need to bring Medina out. So, as I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to bring her out. You know, again, thank you to all of you that are tuning into MindShiftTalkRadio.com right now. We talked about her earlier at the beginning of the show. As I said, Medina Nance is not new to MindShift Talk Radio. We're always excited, always privileged, always honored to have her on the show. For those of you that are not familiar with her, I can tell you that Medina Nance is truly passionate about what she does. She's a certified herbalist and nutritionist. She's a health consultant, and she's been practicing for over 20 years. So she has tons of experience. She actually helps to wean people off of, you know, medications, you know, various ailments and illnesses. She can basically help you to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle. And, of course, you know, when you talk to Medina, she's going to have those talks about the bowels and the colons and the flatulence and all that kind of stuff as well. But I do love the fact that she always brings us practical information, things that you can implement immediately. I definitely encourage you, if you have not had a pen out for the first part of the show, make sure that you grab a pen and a piece of paper, because she's going to share information that will be pertinent that you'll want to be able to go back to after this. So without any further ado, do want to introduce you to tonight's special guest, Miss Medina Nance. Welcome to Mind Shift again, Medina.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. And that
we are happy to have you here.
That was awesome, awesome information. I enjoyed it myself, and the delivery, it was almost like I wanted to have that recorded so that my clients can hear it so I don't have to go through it. sometimes when you're giving people information, I remember doing a workshop, and, you know, you start telling people about the toxins and the food and the environment and, you know, what we're up against. And I remember one guy said, "You're just giving us bad news." So it's always good to mix it up to, you know, make it fun and let people know that even though we have a lot of things working against us, we have a lot of things working for us as well. Mm-hmm. So I was excited tonight when you told me about the topic of, you know, women over 35 wanting to be pregnant. And I thought that's good, because we are in a time now where I see a lot of women who aren't able to conceive. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, that just, I just didn't see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see women going to the fertility clinic, and I have women coming in saying, "Hey, I was going to go to the fertility clinic, but, you know, I didn't know about coming home with 7-8 children." You know, and they're joking, but they're joking,
right.
But they're thinking, I don't know what may happen when you start fooling with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to have children. So I talk to women about definitely, you know, the basics, nutrition, and cleaning the blood and the liver, because it's so important when women want to become pregnant. I try to get them to cleanse the system. And unfortunately, when you say cleansing, the first thing that pops into people's head is they think of the colon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thinking of the blood and liver. I mean, you know, the life is in the blood. Everything happens in the blood. Blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol, everything is happening in the blood. So that's what's most important to me. And, of course, you know, the liver is filtering all the toxins out of the blood. And, people have no idea for the most part because our doctors really aren't trained, and that's to take nothing away from them. I mean, they have to do emergency care, diagnose you, get you on your feet, give you medication, and send you out the door. But they really aren't trained in prevention, and they aren't trained in restoring organs. So when I learned about how the liver really is what the Asians call an organ of emotion, so many things flashed before me. I thought about women going through what they call postpartum depression, you know, hormonal things from the time we're teens up until we do get pregnant and deliver the baby. And no one ever tells us that when the liver is toxic and overloaded, you get symptoms like insomnia, anxiety, anger, depression, irritability, stress, panic attacks, excess weight gain, gallstones, high blood pressure, jaundice. We see that the babies are born with jaundice, hepatitis, excess fatty tissue, high cholesterol, liver failure, hot flashes, headaches, allergies, diabetes. These are just some of the things that people experience when the liver is toxic and overloaded. And nature will do something. If it's a toxic environment, the baby will not survive it. So some women will miscarry, and they'll think, oh, it's because I'm 35 or 40, you know. My mother was 38 when I was born. She had no problem. But the times have changed, so I always put women, and I ask them to bring the dad in too, because the burden seems to be on women. We only look at the women when it comes time to pregnancy, and I'll say, well, bring the dad in too, because he's going to plant the seed. You're going to house it. So the seed should be healthy, so I try to get them both on a good cleanse that's going to clean the blood and the liver. And liquid chlorophyll, I mean, there are so many good blood cleansers. Some people will say, well, I get kale and spinach and a lot of green things, and they have chlorophyll in them. And I'll tell them, look, whatever way you clean the blood, fine, but clean the blood and clean the liver. You can use dandelion, milk thistle. There are a lot of different things you can use to clean the liver, but you got to clean the liver. And I, you know, of course, the system cleanse is not just cleaning the blood and liver. It also has fiber in it, but I make sure it's very mild. So in case they do get pregnant, which most women do, you know, vitamin E, you might want to write this down, vitamin E with selenium, liquid flaxseed oil, and if I see anything coming up once they are pregnant, a lot of women are familiar with progesterone cream, which we get from wild yam. I use one called Pro-G-Yam 500. And a lot of people don't realize that that's what happens, a lot of hormonal imbalances when you're pregnant, and progesterone given to women when they're pregnant really helps to balance out a whole lot, because different women go through different things. Some women, they're moody and sick throughout the pregnancy. Some women, they might get sick for a day or two, and then it's smooth sailing. They feel good. But it's so important, you know, I try to encourage everybody, not just pregnant women, to get a good juicer or, you know, like Montel has, a juice blender like the Vitamix, and get up in the morning and, you know, put kale and spinach and have fun with it, what you like, blueberries, mangoes, but get you a good juice started in the morning and then have good nutrition. So that's what I basically have women do. It's real simple. I put them on a cleanse that's going to clean the blood and the liver and the system. I have them do vitamin E with selenium, liquid flaxseed oil for the omega-3s, and it's also liquid flaxseed oil is an antidepressant, progesterone cream if they need it. They may not need it. And then important vitamins like we talked a little, heard a little bit about B-complex, extra calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, that blend, because the baby's going to pull everything out of you. And I try to encourage women to breastfeed. So what I tell them to do is so simple that, you know, they're sitting there looking at me like, you know, that's it. That's it. It's simple. It's not complicated. Then, of course, I give them a packet so that they can understand about the vaccines, and please, please, please don't have the babies vaccinated. But in the packet, it's a disclaimer form and information about what vaccines do. Because when I first started looking at what vaccines were doing to the babies, and I think it was late 80s, early 90s, it was one in every 2,000 babies diagnosed with autism. And I thought that was very, very high. Then I look up, and it's one in every 166 babies, but one in every 66 boys. When I first started looking, they just called it encephalitis, swelling of the brain. So these vaccines are FDA-approved, and the foods are FDA-approved, the GMOs, the hormones, the antibiotics, but this is killing us. So I try to, you know, get them prepared for the long haul. You know, here's the natural things that you can do for the baby, but please don't get the vaccine. When my daughter had her baby, Caleb, when he was born, he's four now, she told them, she said, no, remember I told you throughout the pregnancy, I don't want any vaccines. And the doctor and the nurse came in, and they wanted to give her a hepatitis shot on day one. And she said, no. And the doctor leans in and says, good decision, mother. Now, they're offering her the vaccine.
Wow.
And when she says no, they say good decision.
Wow.
So, oh, and another thing about the liquid chlorophyll. Many times they'll tell you to, you know, give the baby the formula. I try to get women to breastfeed and take a little bit of chlorophyll and put it in water. Not a lot, a little bit. If it needs a little sweetener, maybe a little bit of 100% maple syrup, and give that to the baby to flush them out. And that is wonderful to get the baby started to drinking water. And as the baby, you know, they say, is a couple of months and develops, you know, this appetite, instead of throwing them on cereals, if you don't know what's in them and don't trust it, get slippery elm. That can be baby's first food. You can mix it with the breast milk, and, you know, it'll really, really be a good start for the baby, because we're doing things, and it just really bothers me to see us go through pregnancy and be so worried about what we eat and how healthy the baby is, and then let them get the vaccines and go on from there. So
right.
What I suggest to women is simple. Clean that blood, clean the liver, take the liquid flaxseed oil, a good multivitamin mineral, because the standard multivitamins and minerals, they give you the U.S. recommended amount, which is much lower than what we need. But if you get one from a really good company, then they'll have a higher amount of what you need in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the simplicity of the program that, you know, I have women to do. It might vary a little bit depending on if they're on medications or, you know, they have other health issues. But the cleansing will also help them to get rid of a lot of that weight before they have the baby, too.
So with all of the stuff that you named, Medina, when you talked about the liver cleanse and the chlorophyll and dandelion and all that stuff, is that stuff that you recommend your clients take before as well as during the pregnancy, or do they only take that before the pregnancy?
Well, that's before. That's before.
Okay.
That's to make sure that the system is clean before they get pregnant. Now, once they get pregnant, of course, they get their Nature's Prenatal. They continue to take, you know, if they have omega-3 or the liquid flaxseed oil, because we call vitamin E the pregnancy herb. And sometimes, you know, I have women take red raspberry throughout their pregnancy. That's a wonderful herb. You know, those are the things they can transition to once they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned, and I'm not going to hog the whole time, because I'm sure Sister Big Bones and Dr. Isle may have some questions, but you did mention something about slippery elm, I think you said, to give the babies, and I'm not familiar with that. Can you explain what that is?
Well, slippery elm, sometimes when I put people on a cleanse, I don't have one set cleanse for everybody. I want to know if they've had hemorrhoids, if they have ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, diverticulitis, so that I can tailor the cleanse for them. And I'll use slippery elm sometimes as a fiber. I also use it as a part of a cleanse for babies and children. But slippery elm is very, very nutritious, as well as being, you know, a substitute for a mild fiber. So it can be the baby's first food.
Okay. So it's like an herb then?
Yes, slippery elm is.
Okay, awesome. I know we're coming up towards the end of the hour, and I wish we could have had you on for a longer period of time. But
I didn't. I, like I said, mine was short and sweet. I didn't have a lot to say.
Definitely.
It's not that complicated.
It's not, especially if we just reach out to you and just get the information we need and just work with you instead of trying to figure this stuff out by ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I'm always willing to give people information, and sometimes they have a lot of the things that they already need.
Right. Well, why don't you go ahead and give our listeners your contact information, because I'm sure people will have tons of questions after this.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook. If anyone's on Facebook, under Medina Nance, it's M-E-D-I-N-A, Nance, N-A-N-C-E. You can always email me. That's the quickest way to get me. I'll give you my number, too, but my email is herbs, which is H-E-R-B-S 1519 at yahoo.com. I check that a lot. Sometimes I'm on the go and I don't get to my messages as fast as I'd like, but my number is 773-324-4372. That's 773-324-4372. So a lot of times people will just email or call just to, you know, ask questions and get information, and that's fine.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, Sister Big Bones, Dr. Agadar, is there anything you want to say before we have to close the show out for tonight?
No, anytime Medina comes on, I just love Medina so much. And I'm like, I could just call Medina, but I stop myself because I just be calling her all the time, and it's just not an answer to her.
I appreciate that. I'm used to people just call. Like I said, they don't have to call for business. Sometimes they just call for information, and that's fine, because I certainly worried enough people as I was, you know, needing information, and I still do. I tell them I'm calling you to worry you for some information. And they laugh and they say, it's not a worry, you know, it's not a problem.
Well,
I
want to
live, but I'm going to die. Dr. Ayo, you mentioned.
I do want to stress, whether you're pregnant or not, it's important for all of us to clean the blood and liver. Just look at your body like a car. How when the car is new, all you have to do is put gas in and drive, but over the years, that builds up, and you've got to clean your blood and your liver regularly, because we have chemtrails, we have GMOs, we have toxic food, we have toxins in the air, the water. People have fillings, you know, the mercury fillings. We're constantly bombarded with toxins, so just look at your body as a car, and every so often clean the oil, your blood, and change the filter, clean your liver. And if you do, you will find problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, all those things, you know, provided you carry on with a good diet and supplement if you need it, you know, because we all do need to supplement, then you won't have those issues.
Right.
Yeah, I call it prevention. I mean, that's why we change our oil and our oil filter regularly. We want to prevent problems.
All right, well, we've got about 2 minutes left on the show. Sister Big Bones, I know you had a comment or a question you just wanted to share.
Yeah, Dr. Ayo had mentioned metformin, and Medina can chime in on this one too. But I'm choosing my words carefully. I have metformin, but for PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, should I take it?
Like, I don't take it. I have bottles of metformin for years.
That's what they prescribed for you for?
Yes, to prevent the reoccurrence of my cysts. They did a DNC, and then they did the metformin, a prescription for metformin. But my concern was it was a diabetes medication. Will I begin presenting the symptoms of such? So I just would fill the prescription and just keep them in my drawer. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Well, me personally, even though I'm a pharmacist, I'm not really a big fan of prescription medications. So that's an off-label use that your doctor has decided that that's something that could be used for that. So I know Medina actually a while back had a really good seminar on cysts. for women and has some really good suggestions. So I'd probably refer you to her for a consult as to some really good recommendations or some natural treatments that you could use. But I probably wouldn't recommend it to you. You're probably doing what I would do too. So.
Okay.
Yes, I'd rather want to get to the root of the problem. I don't like clipping the wires. The check engine sign is gone, but the problem's still there. So, you know, I would suggest getting to the root of the problem.
Well, I'll be calling you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Oh, and let me say this. I do love the fact that flaxseed oil does help prevent fibrocystic tissue growth.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't say that it would instantly get rid of everything overnight. I'm thinking of it as prevention because in our healthcare system, you know, we don't have prevention in place like we should. So I always like things that are preventative, and, you know, I love liquid flaxseed oil for that reason. Now, some people either love it or hate it. They love the taste of it or they hate the taste of it. But I'm in the latter category. I don't like the taste of it, but it's okay. I've gotten used to it because I like the benefits of it. It's an antidepressant, you know, anti-fibrocystic tissue growth, good source of omega-3. It just has so many really good benefits to it.
Well, ladies, I did say before that we were running out of time, but clearly we still have a little bit more to say about this topic, so I have gone ahead and extended the show by a few minutes just to make sure that we can get some answers to some questions that we have. So for those of you that are listening, if you want to hang out with us, stay and just burn the midnight oil with us, you're more than welcome to. You can call in and ask your questions at area code 347-989-0206. Also, feel free to be able to go back and download the replay of the show. We will have it available for you in about an hour at mindshifttalkradio.com, so feel free to download that. Listen to it on your MP3 player, your phone, your computer, however you want to do that. But make sure that you're sharing this information with your friends and family members, you know, anyone that's in need of a mind shift, anyone that you know, and I'm pretty sure we all know someone in a category in their mid-30s or early 40s that are still considering having children. So I think this is great information that we're getting tonight, that we're receiving from Medina, that we can definitely share with others. So make sure that you stay connected and make sure that you're not only getting this information for yourself, but you're sharing this with other people and being a blessing to them. So Medina and Dr. Isle, again, I mean, thank you for the information that was shared. And I know we have a couple of questions. Sister Big Bones, I know that you have a couple of questions, so we won't keep you guys for too much longer. Are you guys okay hanging out with us for about another 5 to 10 minutes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. So before we go ahead and ask the questions, and just I will give you an opportunity to ask your questions, I have a couple myself. But before we do that, I do want to mention briefly some information about an upcoming women's conference for those of you that are here in the Atlanta area. There's a women's conference coming up. It's the Power Life Women's Conference that's going to be held in Atlanta on May 19th. A phenomenal conference, and so I do want to go ahead and share a little bit of information with you guys, so just stay tuned for that.
Are you ready to take your life to the next level by improving your relationships and your communication skills? Then you must attend the 2012 Power Life Network's Embrace Your Greatness Women's Empowerment Conference, May 19th, 9 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. at the Gwinnett Place Mall's Hyatt Place Hotel in Duluth, Georgia. The endless lineup of speakers includes Mr. Possibility himself, Chris Gloss, the powerful Miss Donna Just Get Serious Satchel, Dr. Tori Love Griffin, the Love Doctor, motivational speaker and trainer, Mrs. Millicent St. Clair, the attraction diva, Mrs. Anita Wheeler, the inspiring minister, Lakeba Wallace, the inimitable Miss Kimberly E. Banks, comedy hypnotist, Alan Reyes, and finally, keynote speaker and former NBA player with the New York Knicks, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Milwaukee Bucks, Mike the Stinger Glenn. And to top it off, this event is being hosted by the lovely Claudette Cress of London, UK. The registration price is $39.95, and when you buy one, you get one free. That's right, buy one ticket at $39.95 and bring a friend. For details and registration, go to www.powerlifenetwork.com or contact Edward Williams at 678-457-5367 or Cynthia Urquhart at 501-554-5208. Get a power life.
Awesome. The Power Life Network. So, again, if you're interested in attending that conference, if you are in the Atlanta area, I definitely encourage you to go out and support it. I mean, listen to the lineup of individuals that are going to be there. And you guys heard even some of the individuals we've had on Mindshift Talk Radio will be there as well. So I know sometimes we listen to these shows and we always wonder what it would be like to meet these people face-to-face in real life. Well, now you have an opportunity to do that on May 19th in Gwinnett. You heard that Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, is going to be there. We've had him on Mindshift several times. He's our honorary guest host and sidekick. And then Edward Williams is actually holding this event, and he's been a guest on Mindshift Talk Radio before when we had a segment talking about youth empowerment. So definitely encourage you guys to go online and check that out, powerlifenetwork.com. But moving back on, okay, ladies, so we were talking about the whole pregnancy, fertility, nutrition, slippery elm, all that stuff. Now, I have a question that some of the guys may not want to listen to, and we're already here, so we might as well just go there, okay? So I was talking to a couple of ladies probably last weekend, and we were talking about the changes that happens in our bodies as we get older. Is it normal for a woman in her mid-30s to see, like, changes, I guess hormonal changes, when it's time to have, like, when you're PMSing? And I say that because for me, for example, I'm going to be so transparent right now, but I don't know if this is weird or if it's just me, but I start to feel like hot flashes in my back. And I'm approaching 35. Is that normal or should I be concerned about that?
Well, it all depends on what you call normal. Sometimes I see women and they're like in their late 30s, early 40s, and they tell me, I haven't had a cycle in 6 months. I think I went through early menopause.
Oh.
It's a lot of them doing that. And that progesterone cream that I was talking about can be taken another way through wild yam. If you get a chance, look up the properties and benefits of the herb wild yam. It's a hormonal balancer, and what it does is it helps to balance. You know, and there are a lot of different hormonal balancers. I have some women who have cramps and they have heavy cycles. Some women have scant cycles and cramps. Some women are really moody. And believe it or not, it would do so much good to clean that liver. To clean that liver. I mean, the Asians call the liver the organ of emotion, and it's not for no reason. So something as simple as taking maybe milk thistle combination and cleaning that liver and doing something like wild yam. And I tell women sometimes, even if you're having cramps, you know, that's a sign of a lack of potassium or magnesium. So those are simple, you know, minerals that you can easily access. And you can get them through food sources, or you can take a supplement. But when I talk about, you know, from both sides, the liver, that's getting to the root of the problem. And, of course, you know, taking the missing minerals, that's getting to the root of the problem. You just don't want to have to take something and cover it up every month. Because what's going on with you now in your 30s, oh, boy, wait till you get to your 50s.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get real interesting then.
So,
I always tell women if you were doubled up in cramps in your teens, you want to start doing something so you don't have a difficult time when you go through, you know, menopause, menopause, and postmenopause.
Right. All right,
so,
sister.
You know,
I know you had your
answers or some symptoms.
What do you have for us, sister?
Yeah. So, where would you say one would begin? Like, my issue or interest isn't necessarily, or my focus isn't quantity of life, but quality of life. So, where do I begin in terms of, I guess, statistically, I'm probably considered morbidly obese because of I have more weight than I have height. and heels don't count on the scale, or I just desire to just live better, but I'm not sure where to begin because, you know, my lifestyle has been one of, you know, fast foods, and I'm a Southern girl, you know, so that fried bologna and eggs and carbohydrates are my worst enemy, yet I'm their best friend. So, like, where do I begin? Do I begin with the cleanser? I mean, because I understand it starts in the mind, and so this conversation has already begun that shift in my mind. So I got that. So now what's next? Where do I start?
I would definitely say I think a cleanse would be good. I know Medina recommends some really good. She gets specific and goes through some cleanses because, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. I would say definitely the cleanse because I find the biggest challenge is with your food. You can start to modify your food and start to modify your diet, but if your body is still toxic and you're still craving all of those things, you're still going to be in a bad way. So it's like once you do the cleanse, that'll rid your body of the toxins, and then you won't be so, like, you won't be hooked on it. Because to me, it's an addiction, you know. Sugar is a drug. They don't like to call it that, but that's what it is. And it reacts that way in your body, and you become addicted to it. So, and the oils and the fats and all that stuff, which is why they're filling our foods with it. Because we want more and more of it, and our brain can't even stop it because they've figured out with chemicals that we are, what's the word I'm looking for? As humans that we love, they have broken it down to a science where they exactly know what they can put in the food that's going to make you eat more and more and more of it. Okay? So I would say, you know, after the cleanse, it's going to be just baby steps with your diet. You know, that's how I approach it. I approach it as baby steps because to me, it's just unrealistic to say, unless you have some massive thing happen in your life, that you're going to completely just shut down everything and go 100% just, you know, good food all the time. So just do baby steps. If you're like a fast food queen, go down to fast food like once a week, you know, or twice a week, and then go down to once a week, you know.
It looks like we have a caller in queue. Do you guys mind taking a call really quick?
Okay, I had anything to add to what I just said.
No, you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head.
All righty. All right. Let's take the call then.
All right. Well, who do we have on the line right now? Welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Hello. My name is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. Where are you calling from?
In Columbus, Ohio.
All right. Well, welcome. Thank you for calling in.
I had a question. Now, I heard her say that the milk thistle helps clean out the liver. Does it help with the kidney also?
It does in the sense that the liver filters the blood first, then the kidneys last. So if you're cleaning your blood and your liver, that's going to take a lot of excess pressure up off the kidneys.
Okay.
And there are things, I mean, Uva Ursi, that's a wonderful, wonderful herb for women who want to, you know, work on the kidneys and work on the urinary system.
What is it called again?
It's Uva, U-V-A, Ursi, U-R-S-I. Uva or Uva Ursi. It sounds feminine, too. Uva Ursi. Wonderful. Some women love cranberry buchu or, you know, cranberry juice, you know, to flush those kidneys out. So those are two good ones. But I wanted to say something, too, that just hit me. I'm doing a workshop this Thursday called Easy Weight Loss, Spring into Summer. I always tell women, I just wish I could scoop up everybody and we could all be there and share all of this information with all of the people who are coming. I'm even excited myself because I just, you know, found out about what a lot of these people are doing in Hollywood. They're called body wraps, which are really cheap. They're inexpensive, but they detox the fat out of the body help, and they also pull cellulite and get rid of stretch marks, which is yoo-hoo for a lot of, you know, not just women, but you see with these hormones that they're putting in the meat, a lot of men have large breasts and large thighs, and they want to get rid of that too. So I'm excited about that, but I really want to, you know, kick it off by telling people that we do crave the food. She hit the nail on the head. We crave certain foods, but when you cleanse and detox, you don't crave them anymore. So I just wanted to add that in.
Well, thank you for calling in, Tamika.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to, looks like we have time to take about one more call, so we're going to go and take one more caller. Welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hi.
Well, can you hang up on her quickly? I know this voice.
No, you shut up, Nita.
Oh, is that the mommy? Is that Mommy Dearest on the line?
Oh, my God.
Yes, how are you? How's
I am fantastic. We are great. That is the mommy right there. That is Sister Big Bone's mom on the line. Wow, what an honor.
I really wanted to speak to Miss Nance, since I'm an older woman. And I need to lose weight, like my daughter, of course. The question is, concerning the liver,
Then
you said something about chlorophyll?
Yeah, the chlorophyll is the blood cleanser, blood builder, healing agent. I love it because a lot of women tend to be a little anemic from having cycles throughout their lives, so it's multidimensional. That'll clean your blood. And the dandelion or milk thistle or even a good combination.
Well,
you
see,
know,
I'm
have
on
a combination liver cleanser to clean the liver.
Well, I'm on several.
Because the liver produces fat.
Okay. My problem is I'm on several different type of blood pressure medicine and everything.
Yeah, that's why whenever I talk to a person, I always try to get their health background first. I mean, I don't mind ever giving out general information, but before you start incorporating these in, you have to make sure whatever you're taking doesn't counterindicate what you're already taking.
Okay.
So what I do is I shoot people an email with a health evaluation form, and that way they can fill it out, send it back to me, and I can take a look at you know, all the medication they're on, because a lot of times, you know, we start off with one medication, then it ends up two, and then three and four, and it gets to be a vicious cycle, and I'm by no means against medication. Medication saves lives, and we have to have it. I just don't like how it gets to be a vicious cycle where you're covering up the problem and not getting to the root of it.
Okay.
So, well, I, you know, you shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to take a look at what you're, you know, dealing with, because you can kill a whole lot of birds with one stone by cleaning your blood and liver.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Miss Juanita.
Okay, Don. Thank you.
Bye, Mama.
All right,
bye, baby.
Nadine, I have a question for you, because you were mentioning herbs, and I thought, you know, I thought it was always like, it's not really like a one herb to treat one thing.
That's
do you
right.
recommend, so I know when you mentioned like the wild yam and the milk thistle, I've seen that in combination with various different brands of women's, you know, PMS symptoms, and whatever branding you want to call it, but it'll usually be multiple herbs. How do you suggest for people, or what do you recommend? Because I know probably some of the people listening tonight may feel a little bit of overwhelmed of, because you drop so many different herbs on them. How do they get started? How many different, you know, what's the best approach with herbs?
Well, I definitely don't want to complicate it. I tried to simplify it, but each person may have something different. Our topic was, you know, how do we help women, you know, say 35 and over, who want to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may vary from person to person. I just dealt with a woman today who's trying to get pregnant, but she has endometriosis, and she also has fibroids. So, you know, I wish I could say, okay, take X, Y, Z, and it's smooth sailing. But the truth of the matter is it might vary from person to person, depending upon, you know, if they're on medication, how their cycle is. I always want to know how a woman's cycle is, how old she was when she started her cycle, you know, how the, if it's a heavy cycle, is there clumping in it, if the blood clots, you know, that type of thing, because that's actually a precursor to fibroids. You know, those heavy cycles with clots in them. That's a precursor. And I'm sure I would have really had some problems had I not started cleansing back in 95 when I was diagnosed with lupus and chronic fatigue. I was thinking about that. As a result of cleansing my blood and liver, the system, I not only got rid of the lupus and the chronic fatigue, but I also helped regulate my cycle, which was a heavy cycle with a lot of clotting. Fortunately, I didn't have cramps, but, you know, that would have just been added to the mix. So when you get to the root of one problem, you know, you can help, you know, kill a lot of birds with one stone. So I don't want to overwhelm the women, but if they're trying to get pregnant, I simply say, you know, clean your blood and liver, and the supplements that are really helpful, you know, during pregnancy are vitamin E, liquid flaxseed oil, red raspberry.
Okay.
So I hope that simplifies it a little bit.
Definitely,
yeah,
because
I think a lot of people they want, like, even when you go to the drugstore, you want to get all these different combinations, right? You see something and it treats everything, cough, sneeze, and runny nose, da-da-da-da-da-da. Those are the things that I tell people to stay away from, because it's just like Medina was saying, everyone's different, and you really need to get to the root of what specific things you need. So it's not a one-shot, one-kill. Everything doesn't work for one person. So that's why I would say you really need to speak with a healthcare professional, you know, when it comes to really getting started and if you're trying to take control of your health.
Yes, indeed.
All righty.
Well, again, I just have to say thank you to both of you for hanging out later. Well, Dr. Isle, you're family, so you need to hang out with us anyway. I guess we want to say thank you, Medina, for just hanging out with us a little bit longer. And thank you to those of you. I see quite a few of you just stayed on the line, hanging in there. So thank you to those of you that have called in over the phone, listening by phone, as well as those of you that have been cracking jokes with us in the chat room. We appreciate you tuning in every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you're plugged in. Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and our Mindshift crew. I need Assistant Big Bones Warren and Dr. Isle Kedar, our pharmacy expert, on the line. Tonight we were joined by our special guest, Medina Nance. As she said, you can feel free to connect with her on Facebook. Medina is M-E-D-I-N-A, Nance, N-A-N-C-E. I almost said S-C-E. So make sure that you're connecting with her. We can only share so much tonight, but make sure that you're connected with her and you can get all the answers and take part in her services. You know, take advantage of her services that she offers. As I said before, she has over 20 years of experience, and clearly you know that she knows what she's talking about. You could hear that tonight. So we encourage you to make sure you're staying connected with us every week. Again, share this with your friends, family members, and make sure that you're here next week for another amazing mind-shifting conversation. With that, I want to say have an awesome and phenomenal week, and we hope to see you soon. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.